This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, August 30th. MSC Cruises announced changes to its COVID protocols for voyages leaving from the U.S. to the Caribbean and Bahamas. Starting September 1st, the line will relax its testing and vaccination requirements for U.S. residents. Vaccines will no longer be required, and pre-cruise testing is no longer mandatory for fully vaccinated guests. Unvaccinated guests will still need to show a proof of a negative viral test taken within 3 days of embarkation. Protocols, however, remain unchanged for non-U.S. residents. Currently, MSC Cruises has two ships in the Caribbean. MSC Divina is currently sailing from Port Canaveral and MSC Seashore in Miami. And the Cola Wars are back, well, at least for one cruise line. There's an indication that NCL may be switching from Pepsi to Coke later this year. The beverage package on the NCL website now reflects cola products in the $9.95 per person per day package, as well as Coke products on the brand new Norwegian Prima. The line first jumped from Coke to Pepsi in 2009 and has been serving Pepsi products ever since. In late 2019, Carnival Cruise Line announced that they were switching just the opposite, going from Coke to Pepsi. According to Beverage Digest, a good old Coca-Cola is the most consumed drink in the U.S., taking 18% of the line share of soda consumption. And finally, Celebrity Cruises Celebrity Eclipse departed its home port nearly 24 hours late after the scheduled departure was pushed back over a tugboat strike on Sunday. The vessel was scheduled to leave Vancouver, Canada on Sunday evening for a 7-night cruise to Alaska. However, a fuel barge was alongside Celebrity Eclipse and needed a tugboat to move it before Eclipse could set sail. Because of the strike, no tugboat was available, and the ship was stuck at the dock throughout the night and into Monday morning. Just after noon on Monday, the strike was resolved and the tugboat arrived, allowing the ship to set sail early Monday afternoon. And cruise line stocks were down on Monday. Carnival Corporation down 1.4%, 9.83%. Royal Caribbean flat, 42.19%. And Norwegian down 1.1%, 13.57%. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here at Glacier National Park in Montana, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Tuesday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.